Pasadena County. That fire has spread to more than 20,000 acres and forced thousands to evacuate, like this man.
I had no place else really to go. It's been all new experience for me.
CBS's Ben Tracy in Big Bear, California, says this is a tough fire to fight.
They do feel like they're turning a bit of a corner, being able to fight this both from the air and from the ground. But obviously, we're also contending with heat. It's going to be about 100 degrees here today. That makes this firefight all the more grueling.
Federal prosecutors have charged two people, Dallas Humber of Elk Grove, California, and Matthew Allison of Boise, Idaho, with leading an online group that kept an assassination list.
In addition to compiling a hit list, prosecutors say Allison and Humber provided instructions for making and detonating bombs, adding multiple attacks or planned attacks in recent years can be tied back to the defendant's group.
That's CBS's Nicole Skanga. The hunt continues for a third straight day for a gunman who opened fire on a Kentucky interstate and injured five people. State Trooper Scotty Pennington says multiple law enforcement agencies are scouring the rugged terrain for Joseph Couch.
We got to go and make sure no rock is unturned to find not just him, but find evidence.
Authorities have recovered Couch's vehicle, a semi-automatic weapon, and his cell phone. The Princess of Wales has offered an update on her health.
Doing what I can to stay cancer-free is now my focus. Although I have finished chemotherapy, my path to healing and full recovery is long.
Kate made her announcement in a 3-minute video. She also said she plans to return as a working royal. Philadelphia is preparing for tomorrow night's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump at the National Constitution Center. Aaron Mason just moved to Philadelphia, and he says he's excited about the election.
We were excited to register here and have a chance to vote. It's cool to be in a place where your vote makes more of an impact than in Boston.
New CBS News polling shows an extremely tight race in three states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We Energy still hasn't made it clear about what caused that massive power outage in Racine today. At the peak, about 6,200 customers in the city and in Mount Pleasant were without power. A manhunt is underway for Lawrence G. Franklin Jr. He's the suspect in the murder of Amaya Prather, a 22-year-old mother of three, and her unborn daughter in Kenosha. His image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. The city of Racine has approved a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines. They'll be put in at the public library in the Bryant Community Center. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting of Jesse Pratt at Cliffside Park. And Starbucks is proposing to convert a former North Shore bank in Kenosha into a new cafe. A final review of the plan in the Southport Plaza is expected at a planned commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping two of three games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past seven games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to. You know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had five. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a six-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still nine games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. More sun than clouds with a slight sprinkle or shower chance tomorrow. High low 80s. Mostly sunny in mid 80s on Wednesday. Humidity levels stay down, but it heats up again on Thursday. Mid 80s and sun. It's 82 right now.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey, pull it, pull it. Watch it now, watch it.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. This is a song that was passed around Motown quite a bit. It was first recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, but their version was not released until years later on an album called Special Occasion. This version is Marvin Gaye. It's I Heard It Through the Grapevine on WRJN.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Anytime we talk space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right, so we've been talking a lot lately about those two stranded astronauts up at the International Space Station, and there was some news this past Friday about it. We'll get to that in just a second. But I wanted to tell you that I saw Senator Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona and a former astronaut. I saw him on Colbert last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking, you know, he's been to the International Space Station, I think, a couple of times.
Sure has.
But he was talking about, you know, there were so many questions that people have about, oh, is there enough food? Is there enough oxygen? Because these two stranded astronauts are going to be there much longer than expected. He said, you know, there's plenty of that. The biggest problem, he said, was laundry. He says, you can't do laundry up there. So they only packed for a few days. And now they're up there for however many months they're going to be up there. And he says the place smells like a locker room anyway. And he said after a while, they're either just going to be wearing their own food stained clothes or borrowing somebody else's that, you know, has been up there for a year anyway. And he said that's the biggest problem is that it smells like a locker room.
Well, not only that. But when Starliner actually launched several months ago, they had taken the astronauts' suitcases off of Starliner because they said, you'll only be up there for a week and we want the space for this replacement part on the space station. Hmm. So they had even less clothes than usual.
I just can't imagine flying to that place and docking and then entering it for the first time and just that first whiff. I just can't imagine it.
Yeah, every astronaut remarks about just how horrible the space station smells.
I guess it makes sense. How are you going to do laundry? You're not going to do it.
Yeah, and you can't even open a window to let the smell.
Exactly, exactly. There's no fresh air coming in. All right, so as I said, there was some news regarding Starliner this past Friday. What happened?
Starliner is no longer in space, although its two astronauts are.
Yeah.
It finally departed from the space station and touched down safely in the New Mexico desert. So had they been aboard, they would have made it home safely. But, you know, NASA decided that that was not a risk that they wanted to take. So now the parking spot, as it were, on the space station is available for the SpaceX launch that is going to be happening later this month, to send a NASA astronaut, a Russian cosmonaut, and two empty seats into space.
Yeah, two empty seats so that when it does come back in February, those two stranded astronauts can be on board.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Teddy always talks to us about all things space, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Talk to you then.
He's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Attention, RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturt event means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Teach your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Elvis Presley, WRJN, all shook up. It was on this date in 1956. Elvis made his very first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. He performed Don't Be Cruel, Love Me Tender, and Ready Teddy from the CBS TV studios in L.A.
There's a light, certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be someone else, but not for me. Alone.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? Now all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah.
For 97 years, WRJN has been providing local news. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search WRJN News online. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, but he embraced one of its key provisions at a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the state.
Project 2025 is a sweeping action plan for the next Republican president to overhaul the government. Last week in Wisconsin, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona warned public schools are under attack. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search has widened for a man suspected of shooting and killing a pregnant Kenosha woman. A manhunt is underway for Lawrence G. Franklin Jr. He's the suspect in the murder of Amaya Prather, a 22-year-old mother of three, and her unborn daughter in Kenosha. The Kenosha Police Department says they're working with federal agencies to locate Franklin, who has known associates in Kenosha, Racine, and South Milwaukee. Police are warning the public not to approach Franklin, who's considered armed and dangerous. The Kenosha County cross-country runner hit by a car is still in the hospital. West Osha Central High School student Reed Hanch was flown to Children's Wisconsin after being hit by a car during cross-country practice on Friday in Paddock Lake. There was a candlelight vigil last night. The impact happened near the brass ball corner at Highways 50 and 75. You may soon be able to make a caffeine withdrawal at a former Kenosha bank. Starbucks has proposed converting the former North Shore Bank on Green Bay Road into a new cafe with a drive-thru. The company wants to make modifications to the existing drive-thru to better suit the coffee company's needs. It's the location in the Southport Plaza. A final review is expected at the city's Plan Commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. More sun than clouds with a slight sprinkle or shower chance tomorrow. High low 80s. Mostly sunny in mid-80s on Wednesday. Humidity levels stay down, but it heats up again on Thursday. Mid-80s and sun. It's 82 right now.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Ba-do-do-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Did Jimmy come popping in an awful street?
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a huge hive of bees was removed from a small concert venue in Venezuela. Not a single one of them had a ticket, I guess.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Two.
find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
On WRJN, 19 years ago today, 2005, Liverpool City Council confirmed it was to demolish Ringo Starr's birthplace because it, quote, had no historical significance, unquote. The house in Dingle was one of 460 properties to be demolished for a regeneration project. The council said Madryn Street had no significance because Ringo had only spent 3 months of his life there.
Thank you. I've been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry for 100 years.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is a hippopotamus's milk is pink. Apparently that's true. The reason that a hippopotamus's milk is pink is it has a special protein in it that shields its young from the rays of the sun.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
Thank you.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports on the way in the forecast, too, on WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.